Alléluia. Alléluia. Merci Dieu. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. I'd like us to deliberately give God thanks for all the past Shiloh miracle babies. And give him thanks for all the past miracle marriages. Give him thanks for all the Shiloh breakthrough miracles. Everybody, lift up your two hands and give him thanks. It's a covenant gateway to change of level. To see more, you must give him thanks for what we have seen. We have seen awesome things. We have seen yokes destroyed. We have seen destinies liberated. We have seen numbers. Miracle children without numbers. We have seen waves of miracle marriages that are clearly by your finger. Give him thanks. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. No one is qualified in God's own agenda to see more until his thanks for the present is offered. That man had to return and glorify God. And he said, okay, move now from cleansing to wholeness. He moves us forward with genuine thanksgiving as a prerequisite. Your life will not suffer any setback anymore. Now, why are we giving thanks? Prophets can declare what God says. Only God can confirm it. No prophet has capacity to confirm. No apostle has capacity to confirm the word of the Lord. Every word from the Lord requires the hand of God for delivery. That's why we owe him thanks. I knew nothing about those miracle babies. I didn't know. He told me what to say and I said it and he confirmed it. Now, who has the glory? The one who confirms it. Now, fellow co-laborers in the vineyard, never accept the applause of people for the acts of God. As soon as they're trying to give it to you, push it back to him. Push it back to him. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. This microphone is not doing anything for you now. You can say, thank you, microphone, the way you taught us. Ah, microphone. Thank you. Now, those humbling breakthrough miracles, he did. He did. So you started a business with 40,000, and then bow, and then bow, and then bow, and then bow. Eh? Now, for all the fingers of God, all this outstretched arm we have seen since Shiloh began. Join me. Let's from the depth of our heart give thanks to the confirmer of his word. 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 Everybody from the depth of your heart, release the thanks to God. Release the thanks to God. you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Shiloh is a miracle baby distribution center. Amen. Anna collected her own from the distribution center. You are collecting yours tonight. We all saw with our eyes triplets coming out of having reached the end of the road with medical expertise. Life, not that they read it. Tonight, the center is distributing yours. You know why? It's your heritage. It's not your ambition. It's not your desire. It's your heritage. It's your heritage. It is your heritage. No, children are the heritage of the Lord and the fruit of the womb. My God. So you are entitled to minimum two. One as heritage, two as reward for your stewardship.
Hallelujah.
Anna collected one, two, three, yep. Four, five, six. Woo. Five more children were born of Anna to show that he did it.
Yes.
Tonight, whatever you demand shall be delivered. Not just give me a child, give me a male child. Now, give me a female child. Give me one male and two females. We saw it. One male, two females. God, one male, I'm here at the center. One male, two females. Thank you. Amen. You are collecting yours tonight. God ordained marriage. So, it's your right. Your father ordained it.
Yes.
A good man liveth an inheritance for his children and children.
Yes.
Whatever he ordains belongs to you first. Now, tonight, every marital captivity, from whatever source they may be coming from, they are shattered in your life. In the life of your sons and daughters. We shall be harvesting a never seen before order of marital breakthrough testimonies. Tonight also, every marital tension being orchestrated by the devil and his agents comes to an end. Father, honor your word tonight and take all the glory in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Operating in the realm of more than a conqueror. That's who you are, that's who I am, that's who we are in Christ. Seated far above all the forces that make victims of men. Seated far above where men weep and cry as a lifestyle. Far above where all things are ordained to keep working for us for good, all things, not most things, not many things, that is the realm of more than a conqueror. And we saw that those army of more than conquerors in scriptures emerged on the platform of faith. What more shall I say? Because time will fail me. To detail this man, their list, who through faith, not through strength, who through faith subdued kingdoms. And faith has its root in the world. Faith comes by hearing and understanding the word of God. Subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They quenched the furnace of fire. They stopped the mouth of lions. In weakness were made strong. They turned the armies of the aliens to flight. Yeah. But who through faith? Who through faith? So you can't assess or operate in the realm without faith. Now, salvation and positions us here happen through faith. We are saved by grace through faith. So we operate as more than conquerors through faith. That's why faith is the foundation of our faith. It's the foundation of our redemption. And so, faith becomes the trigger for our manifestation in that new realm. There is no physical, technical way of completing this building in 1 year. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. But without your faith, nothing will be possible. Without our faith in place, nothing will be possible. God requires our faith to manifest His might. Do you believe that I, the Son of Man, am able to do this? He said, yeah, Lord, okay, go ahead. According to your faith. So we can't see His hand beyond our faith. It's our level of faith that determines His level of manifestation in our lives. Faith is the substance of our redemption. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, faith is what substantiates our redemption. Without faith, our redemption has no substance. So important. Who through faith? Zechariah and Elizabeth were very old. But the word came, and faith met with it, and God did it, the unusual. One of our daughters had 3 failed IVFs and came in there. I was on my way to the airport. And from the car, I lay hands on her. And I said, go and be fruitful. She was pregnant. She came all the way for the United States. That was the only time we saw. And the testimony came. God sent me as one of His agents for wiping away the tears of men. I heard them crying and groaning. My God. I told you that several times, just like Peter met Jesus. I mean, Paul met Jesus on the way to Damascus. You can't forget it. The groaning was so intense that I couldn't help. It's like going to a mourner's house. You can't help it. I began sobbing. Why not? From the beginning, it was not so. So what I had, among other things, was tears. So whatever caused you to shed tears, God sent me as one of His agents
to stop it.
So every of your secret tear stops here today. Tears over your health. Tears over your family. Tears over your business. Tears over your children. Tears over your career. All the tears that follow you to Shiloh, just like the chief host Jesus said, he will wipe away tears from off all faces. No matter what was behind the tears, he will wipe it off here in Shiloh. Thank you, Jesus. So faith is what substantiates our rights in redemption. Faith is the substance of our redemption. Don't toy with it. It is faith that determines our dimension of breakthroughs in life. Faith. 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 And we are prepared to gather around one of those altars of faith on the earth today. I'm sending you to undertake this task. I'm setting them free through the preaching of the word of faith. And I'm sending you to undertake this task. Tonight, the one who sent me will show up. He will show up in person to you. It will deliver your rights. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, spiritually, as believers, we belong to the tribe of Judah. Jesus was not ashamed to call us brethren. And is of the tribe of Judah. So we are lions, spiritual lions. But the lion in us requires to be stirred up for delivery. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the Lord give up from Benin and Israel. Until Shiloh comes, and unto him shall the garden of the people be. He stooped as a lion. There's an old lion who shall rout him. And I heard them say, Revelation chapter 5, weep not, for the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. You can't prevail as a sheep. You only prevail as a lion. Jesus went to the cross as a sheep, led to a slaughter. But he rose out of the grave as a lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Sheep can't prevail in battle. They don't survive in battle. How do I graduate from being a lamb to a sheep, now to a lion? How do I stir up the lion in me for delivery? For the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. You can't have your lion share without a lion heart. It takes a lion heart to have your lion share. You can't have your lion share without a lion heart. It takes a lion heart to have your lion share. It's so important. How do I stir up the lion in me to take my portion by force? The violent takes it by force. What do I take? To empower me, take my right by force. Please listen, because it's a night of liberation. Now, let's quickly run through this. Let's look at some spiritual virtues that steers the manifestation of supernatural faith. Number one, encounters with the world is a principal steerer of supernatural faith, which is an endowment. It's a gift from God, the spirit of faith. But has to be steered for manifestation and sustenance. Nothing steers that gift. He said that to steer up the gift of God that is in you. Every gift manifests to the level of steering. What is it that steers the endowment of the spirit of faith? Word encounters. Praise God. Encounters with the world. Now listen. Jesus called me and he said, it's time to launch into the full-time ministry. And I said, Jesus, to beg, I'm not formed for it. So still, I have made a vow with you at the age of 20. Amen. Now, who pays me? Come, it's a good question. Who pays me? You won't beg, you won't steal, then you die. Who pays me? And then one day he showed up. After these things, he appointed, as if I've never heard, 70 others also. I read the four Gospels fully, the first 3 months of my salvation. There is no guesswork. No, are you saved? I'm saved. And then you go and sleep. He showed me for the first time, sir. After this is appointed 70 others also. Saying, go not from house to house. Greet no man on the way. And he said, I may lobby around no man's resources. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. You are in my appointment. You are on my payroll. Stay on your job. A senior brother of mine, the faith, said, how much savings do you have that you are going to full-time ministry? And he told me his own experience. I said, I don't have any. But if I have, I will finish it before I go, because they carry no pause or scripture. Don't save nothing. Don't carry with anything. I said, you won't say you are the one who sponsored me. It is word encounters that steers the spirit of faith into manifestation. Sir, I was full of assurance. I had his spiritual letter of appointment in my hand. And I have my job defined. Stay on your job. You're on my payroll. Stay on your job. I've never entered a house. Hello, sir. Can you send some help? Has God laid something in your heart? God has laid it in his own heart. As far as this short man is concerned, I owe no man, and I am telling you in truth and in the fear of God, I owe no man a thank you for my sustenance. I'm not jobless. I'm not retired. I'm on his payroll, and I'm changing level depending on his rating of my service. Word encounters fires up the spirit of faith in us for restful manifestation. Come and say restful. Now, let me tell you how restful. I've never prayed. Oh God, remember I'm your servant. And you told me I'm on your payroll. You're on my payroll when you are doing what I tell you to do, not when you are crying to me. You don't cry at home to get your salary from workplace. They say, what have you been doing? We have been praying. Are we paying you for praying? No. Get on your job. The laborer is worthy of his hire. Come and give the Lord a big hand of praise. Now, watch. I encounter Daniel 11, verse 32. And the voice of the Lord, Rema, sounded. You know, the B part said, those who do know their God, they shall be strong, they shall do exploits. My son, you don't need to know any man to scale the utmost height in life, just know me. Just know me. And I began to see that vain is the help of man because of every man is limited. Apostle, prophet, pastors, everyone is limited. We serve the God whose name only is Jehovah Jireh, the Most High God. Only his help is most reliable. When he takes you with his everlasting arm, he takes you with everlasting height. He takes you with everlasting arm, he throws you into everlasting height. I kept with this revelational covenant. Revelational covenant. It's not you see it and then you write it and then you are singing. You do it. You do it. Go not from house to house. Yes. Do it.
Yes.
Lord, be around no man's resources. Do it.
Yes.
This thing works. Word encounters is a principal tiara of the gift of the spirit of faith. Word encounters. So, Bible lazy believers can carry that thing like pregnancy forever and it won't show. There are many, many chemical reactions that will be dormant forever. Everything that makes that product is in the bottle. But requires a stirring. You introduce some catalyst if you need to have it manifest. The whole thing is in it. You demand for the spirit of faith, my God. And then you got it. Can you imagine since I got the baton from Kennedy again, I'm just shouting around. I got the baton. My God, the baton. Powerful baton. I showed our co-minister today my library of notes. I will bring you tomorrow the raw diaries. It's in cartons that I wrote with my hand. You can't steer the spirit of faith as a word lazy believer. Word lazy ministers. What lazy founders. You'll be carrying the title, there won't be anything to show for it. It's a founder. Yes. It's a good title. You won't miss it.
Amen.
Forever.
Amen.
You won't carry this pregnancy without delivery. Get to Canaan land. No ordinary faith will bring you here. Ordinary faith can't bring you here. You will do like this while you are coming. I think I should air my view before the Lord. If I go and then it doesn't go, what do I do? Amen. I did some teaching before we left. Oh. The way to Canaan land. On the way to our Canaan land. My God. Fire. My God. What confidence in this in which you trust was the message when we are laying the foundation. It was from the king of Sennacherib, that arrogant, devilish king. God destroyed him by the hand of his children. Who is that God who will deliver us from their hands? Some of us were there. It was fire from heaven. And what confidence is it in what that you trust? Who are you? Come to this forest. How dare you? We'll park the car by the roadside and I walk through the forest alone. No touchlight. Please go for what encounters so you don't go down with the treasure of life lying fallow on the inside. Number two, how do we stir up the gift of God that's in us? We are tracking 2 Timothy 1 and verse 6. Wherefore I put in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. It requires a stirring. It will not produce on his own. Two, encounters on the prayer altar. When they were threatened, they went down to their company and they prayed. And the place where they were gathered shook. And they were filled afresh, or the people of God in them was stirred up. And they spake the word of God with boldness. The lion in them came alive. You know the story in Acts chapter 4. There was a tearing from the altar of prayer. And I told you quite a few things today, if I did, on our diverse encounters on the prayer altar. That stirs faith and boosts confidence. Stirs faith and boosts the confidence of people. Because we have encounters with God on the prayer altar. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace where God lives. The prayer altar is the throne of grace where God lives. And we encounter his word where he lives. For thou wilt show me the path of life, for in thy presence is fullness of joy. So see yourself coming to God on the altar of prayer. And then he shows up. When he shows up, he shows the way to go. Such encounter strengthens faith, empowers its carrier to operate as more than a conqueror. The altar of prayer is not simply an altar of asking and receiving. It's ordained an altar of encounters. Jesus prayed, and the fashion of his countenance was altar. My God. And a voice sounded, "This is my beloved son, hear ye him." It changes our level of spiritual authority. As we pray in the spirit, he unravels the mysteries hanging around our lives. And great grace was upon them all. The encounter changed their story the more. So from Acts chapter 4 and verse 29 to 33 and Luke chapter 9 verse 28 to 29, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. Can you imagine the confidence of Moses when he returned from the mount? They couldn't bear his face. Amen. Then who will attack him? They couldn't hear his face. People have not recognized the encounter dimensions of the prayer altar. It's not praying to get things. It's, "And I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not." "I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not." The altar of praise, the altar of showing things, saying things that are great and mighty that could not have seen elsewhere. Can you imagine? Stand up and follow me. From the altar of prayer, stand up and follow me. Turn back now. From the altar of prayer, not from reading. There are encounters on the prayer altars that are not through readings. And they carry the same weight. So get set to encounters.
Yes, 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 yes.
From the altar of prayer.
Thank you.
Watch out for encounters from the altar of prayer. Watch out for encounters from the altar of prayer. When I'm praying, preparing for service, I can tell what's going on in the service. "Call upon me and I will answer thee." What a dimension. "And I will show you," we forgot that one, "great and mighty things that thou knowest not." Prayer is a vital stirrer of the gift of God in us. It was through prayer God identified this place. Come on now. Let's join our hands and give thanks to God. And in the course of prayer, of thanking God, he showed up. "This is the place." So notice we are going to find out whether it's the will of God. "I'm here. This is the place." And because he called it the place, now the confidence to stand tall as an immovable mountain. How can you say it's not the place when God said it's the place? And that came from the altar of prayer. If I say, "Okay, let's go back, let's we pray when we get to him." We'll have left him here, he won't follow us. He was here. Let's pray. This is the place. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Now, from this Shiloh onward, you won't lack the encounters reserved for God's people on the altar of prayer anymore. for time finally. Encounters with testimonies. Encounters with testimonies is a stirrer of the spirit of faith. Encounters with testimonies. Remember, every testimony is a pointer to our heritage in Christ. Psalm 119 and verse 111. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, and they are the rejoicing of my heart. Testimonies are great tearers of faith. Testimonies, you can't tell what those miracle baby testimonies has done now in the lives of many. You mean, them are what is here. There is a violence fired up on their inside. Shiloh is a miracle baby distribution center. Yeah, I believe I saw them. The testimony of Wigglesworth fired my faith, my God. I saw my superiority over all devils. Over all devils. He gave me a stunning understanding of that testimony. He said, the righteousness of thy testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. My God. Psalm 119 verse 144. Give me understanding of thy testimonies and I shall live. The testimony of Young Bicho Church Growth Grace got hold of me. Since 85, I was studying, I was chewing, were put into work. Apart from the powerful vision on church growth, we are not there yet. But 40,000 homesteads is not a joke. We are not there yet. We are still learning how to get there. Testimonies are stirrers of the spirit of faith. You have seen it. It means God still does it.
Yeah. Yes.
The same yesterday, today, and forever. You have seen it somewhere in His kingdom. He still does it. But not for lazy people. My God. That's how testimonies stir the faith of men. Any unstirred gift will lie dormant for life. So learn how to steer the gift of God that's in you. Learn to steer. Now, we've had all manner of humbling, healing testimonies by the hand of God.
Yes.
That means your healing package is a reality.
Yes, yes, yes.
We had one today, I think today, of the young man whose kidney was down. The professor said, I can't understand this. You have to do another test. He said, I don't have money. He said, I will pay. Doctor said, professor said, I will pay. We must cross-check this one again. They cross-check it. Kidney is back to life. Back to life. Men almost kill themselves. that I was teaching on the mystery of the anointing oil. He drank half the bottle that remained. Half. This man says, it doesn't work. Ask him whether it works or not. It's the man you should ask. Don't ask me. Ask the man whether it works. Hallelujah. But I thank God the eyes of people are open. Everybody's carrying jars of oil around now. My God. Don't react against testimonies.
Yes, 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 yes.
They're your helpers. Testimonies are helpers of your faith. Stop reacting against testimonies. Abba, every day testimony. What are you doing testimony for? Ah, every day. You think those things are true? Because I saw those pastors who are talking to them. Maybe they're telling them what to say. Now, you can't be free from trials until you believe in testimonies. To the law and to the testimony, if they don't speak according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. No light in you, there's darkness in you. Darkness in you means torture and torment. Isaiah 8 and verse 20. Testimonies are not your enemies, they are your friends. They help your faith to deliver. They turn the violence of faith in you loose. The lion in you comes alive through the testimonies of others. That this thing works.
Yes, yes, yes.
Tonight is your night. How many believe God is no respecter of persons? What he does for one, he will do for another. Any kind of testimony you have ever had on this altar, since you came across this altar in your life, and you desire it, that means it's available to you. Testimonies are the clearest interpretations of the gospel. Testimonies are the clearest interpretations of the truth. Testimonies are the clearest interpretations of the truth. The truth is set with him forever, but you want it. You want to be assured it's still working. So testimonies say, well, the truth is settled in him forever. Here am I today. We had a testimony last Sunday in church here of a young man that returned from outside the country from his studies and had four major organs of the body crushed. Can I name them? The heart, the kidneys, the lungs, and which one? The liver. The devil has killed the man. He has killed him completely. That is four. Four. Each of them is a killer disease. Four of them. I mean, in fact, the heart is not terminal. It's only terminated. When you have, that's all. The four at the same time. But if you know how few testimonies I've seen on speaking to pictures and the same effect across the nations, they brought the picture, child, you shall not die. All the four bounce back. Now you are here, life. Everything declared by God's prophet tonight,
yes,
shall deliver in your life according to your faith. If that's something that has broken loose in your life, let me hear your hallelujah. Lift up your right hand and give God glory. Give him thanks from the depth of your heart. If anything I've called to you right there, I'm not going to waste this treasure. I shall not receive the grace of God in vain. No gift of God will I follow in my life anymore. Lord, engrace me to keep steering my faith. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Now, give Jesus a big hand of praise. I asked people in church one time, I said, you have a challenge in your life? Settle down and find the answers. We had this some little books called Encounters with the Word, Testimonies. So one of the young daughters of Zion sat down under the tent at the end of the service and read the one relevant to her case through before she decided to go home on Sunday. By Tuesday, the siege of unemployment was off. She just went through those testimonies of miracle job encounter testimonies. It's a booklet. I went through it on Sunday. By Tuesday, the siege was over. That's how much it stirs faith. Testimonies are powerful faith stirrers. Don't toy with them. Don't despise them. You are in for something unusual. Well, again tonight, two major things, including your own special issues that may not be listed among the two, will go home with you as a testimony. Shiloh is also an inheritance distribution center.
Yes.
What is it? Whatever you discover to be your inheritance in Christ,
yes,
that's not manifesting or not manifesting to the full in your life, you are taking it tonight. There is no one on the life of a miracle job who will ever be on that line again. I've been younger now, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed beg bread. It is for us power, riches, wisdom, strength, glory, honor, glory, and blessings. Why stand ye idle all the day? God hates doing nothing. That means it's made adequate provision for every of his children to get something doing. Say with me, God hates doing nothing. Every contractor, suppliers, whose platform is virtually dry, God is visiting you tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Another big clap offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. Very quickly tonight, everyone in the house, across the nations of the world, that's not born again yet, that is a fundamental requirement for having an inheritance in Christ. For becoming a member of the household of God, thereby having an inheritance in Christ. It's available for free. It's at no cost to any man. Jesus alone paid the price. And it's through that price that we assess the grace for salvation. You are here tonight. You don't want to be left out. Because no one at Shiloh will return without the reality of his or her new name. So wherever you are, you want to say, Jesus, save my soul. I don't want to assume my salvation. It's not an ideology, it's an experience. Jesus, give me the experience of new birth tonight. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new creature. Let all things pass away in my life and let all things become new. Wherever you are, you let me to pray that prayer with you. Please stand to your feet. God bless you. 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 Church, give the Lord a big hand. 87 in their numbers. Now, let everyone that stood for this call across the various being centers around the world and those who might be with their own personal device, you want to be saved. For those in those various centers, make your way straight to the altar area. Keep coming. Keep coming. For you in Canaan land, come with your bag in case you're outside somewhere. Come along with your bag and you don't miss where you start. Church, give a big, big hand to Jesus. I have the life of God in me. I have the life of God in me. Keep coming, keep coming. In all the view centers across the altar area.
Yes, I'm
one more time and across the nations of the earth where we are gathered at various centers. Give Jesus another big hand of praise. May everyone before the altar of the Lord, please bow your heads for a moment. Lift up your right hand before the Most High God and pray this simple prayer of faith from the depth of your heart along with me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, save my soul. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe I am now saved. I am born again. I'm a child of God. All things are passed away. All things have become new. I'm now a member of the household of God. And I'm entitled to the inheritance of my Father. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. By your grace, I will serve you all the days of my life. By your grace, I shall make it through to heaven at the end of my journey. From tonight, sin shall no more have dominion over my life. My taste for sin dies tonight. My taste for sin dies tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Now, keep your hands up as I pray. Father, I pray over the lives of these individuals. Your grace has brought them into your kingdom tonight. Let the same grace preserve them.
Amen.
Now, in the name of Jesus, no going back for you.
Amen.
You'll never step back into darkness anymore.
Amen.
You have escaped today.
Amen.
And your escape is for life.
Amen.
You shall make it through.
Amen.
With Jesus.
Amen.
Unto eternity.
Amen.
You shall live your overcomer's life.
Amen.
Right here on earth. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Congratulations. 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 Please complete your sleeves and pass them on to those church officials around with you. Amen. Keep rejoicing, please.
Born again. Thank God I'm born again. Born again. Thank God I'm born again. Everybody say,
born again.
Thank God I'm
born again.
Hey,
born again.
Thank God
I'm born again.
Born again.
Born again.
Thank God I'm
born again.
Hey,
born again. Thank God I'm born again.
They used to say, born off the water, spirit out of the water.
Hallelujah. There is joy in heaven over one soul that repents. Come on, show your joy with a clap offering. Show your joy with a clap offering. Rejoice with heaven. There is nothing impossible with your God. First, all those who are sent for the release, the distribution of their desired miracle babies tonight, stand to your feet. All those who are ready for their desired release of their miracle babies tonight, stand to your feet. All across the viewing centers, and for those who may have, quiet please. Quiet please. Quiet please. There is order in heaven. As the Lord liveth, next year Shiloh, as Jesus tarries, when those who have come in here with their miracle children are asked to stand, you will stand. When you meet a man on a mission from God, it is God who sent him on that mission who accomplishes the mission, not the man. Faith is in that calling the who also will do it. Is God up to your own delivery tonight? Is anybody's case here too special for God to handle? A few say or heard men and women who have the proofs of this calling in their hands, your own was all right. Yeah. Don't look at this man as any special being. No. Their caller is the worker behind his calling on their lives. Do you believe that Jesus, the Son of the Most High God, can do that for you? Then according to your faith, take your portion. According to your faith, take your portion. I told you when that instruction came that name the kind you want, male or female. Name how many you want. It can do exceedingly abundantly above all you will ever ask or think. Is asking, what do you want me to do? Do you believe I'm able to do it? Now, you answer those two questions, that's all. What do you want? This is what I want. Do you believe I'm up to it? I'm up to it. Do you believe Jesus is up to it? Do you believe that Jesus is up to it? Do you think it requires preparation to get it done? It's already a done deal. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus, your desire for miracle children is finally settled. Yeah. Hannah spoke by herself. Now speak by yourself with your eyes fixed on Jesus. Jesus, this is what I want. One male, one female, two males. One male, two females. One female, two males. Ask God for whatever you want by yourself. By yourself. By yourself. Allah simply said, the Lord God of Israel grant you what you have asked for. You do the asking. Let it come from your soul. It's your birthright. It's your birthright. It's your heritage in Christ. Make your clear, unshakable demand. I am returning with this one. At Shiloh 2022, I am returning. I must return. I take it by force. The lion in me roars for that delivery. In the name of Jesus. Now the Lord, God of heaven, my Father, who sent me on this mission, delivers your portion according to your faith. Now it's time for the spiritual dedication of these children. How many believe they are delivered already? How many believe they are delivered already? How many believe they are delivered already? So dance your dedication dance right now. Amen. You dance your way to the front, those who can get there. In all the centers, you are dedicating your miracle babies. Hallelujah. Come on now. Sing his praises, please.
Who has the final day?
Jehovah comes, my life arise. Jehovah comes, my life arise. Jehovah comes, my life arise.
are hereby dedicated. You shall be in his presence next Shiloh for your thanksgiving. The God who sent me has confirmed his word again. Shout Hosanna! Shout the loudest Hosanna! Hey. Amen. Come on, sing this praise, and then you start dancing back to your seat right now. Hallelujah. Start dancing back to your seat. It's settled. It's settled. It's settled. It's settled. It's settled.
Who has the final say?
Praise, and you may please be seated. The next point of call tonight, congratulations to all who have their miracle babies dedicated tonight. We are going to join you in your Thanksgiving celebration next Shiloh. In the name of Jesus. The next point of call, according to the prophetic instruction, is the rescue of those who are under marital captivity. Tonight is declared your night of settlement. Now the book of Psalms, chapter 68. Quiet, please. Nobody moves. Nobody moves. Nobody moves. Nobody moves, please. Amen. It is what is spoken that God confirms. If you won't hear what is spoken, you are not set for confirmation. Now sit down. Now listen. Now quiet, please. Quiet, please. No messenger of the gospel is a magician. We are messengers of the truth. When it's declared in truth, he confirms it. They went forth preaching the word. They were not displaying approaches. Approaches are prophetic instructions. What follows is the confirmation of the word that is preached. Now, if you make any noise, and I instruct those officials to get rid of such individuals, it will be tough. Don't. Please. Without a word injected to you, there is no confirmation in view. Every miracle is a confirmation of. No. How many do I know about the thousands of thousands who have been liberated by him? I don't know them. He simply confirmed this word. My God. We are not magicians. We are messengers of the word he has sent us to give them so he can confirm it. Now, it's not good that man be alone. He created man. I will make a helpmate for him. So he's the marriage maker. And if any man provide not for his house, and especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith. The faith, and his words are an infidel. God has us as his priority. Every child of God is God's priority for the blessings he gave to humanity. We are on God's priority list. We are not begging for it. Our Father is the marriage maker. We are not permitted to be marriage beggars. So in the name of the Lord Jesus, everyone with his faith or in our faith, to be settled maritally, no matter the source of the captivity, it is destroyed tonight. Peter said, why look you on us? I see by our power, we have made this man whole. faith to do is to hold on to what God says and believe what his prophet declares, and you have committed God to perform it. Now, as the Lord liveth, there is not one of you, not one, across the nations of the earth, who truly hangs on this world. Three scriptures have collapsed, they'll collapse together. Psalm 68, verse 6. Genesis 2:18. And then 1 Timothy 5:8. If a man provide not for his house, for the people of his own household, he has denied the faith. Now we are members of God's household.
Yes.
We are members of his own household. So he provides for us first. Don't you pay your children's school fees first before your neighbor's home? Now it's natural. Don't you have food care for your family first? Your food care for your neighbors? Love thy neighbor as thyself. So God is being God by having us as a priority in his open supplies. He said, okay, this is for everybody, but you, my children, come here first. Eh? When do you want to get married? Just tell me. You know, the other people, I will give them. Tell me when. You have that privilege. Tell me when. Tell me. Not cry. No, tell me. Aren't you glad you're on God's priority list?
Yes.
For everything. Your breakthrough first before any devil breaks through. And they can't do anything about it.
Yes.
And the wicked shall see it and laugh with their teeth. If I can just assess him now, I'll break his head. They can't. You are getting your own tonight. Do you have your faith filled date in place? Do you believe that Jesus can do it? Do you believe his word that gives you the right of marriage? Because no good thing will you withhold from them that seek him. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And marriage is a good thing. He that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. And every good thing is your right in Christ. How much will God give good things to them that ask him? Say with me, marriage is a good thing. And it's my right to redemption. Marriage is a good thing. And it's my right to redemption. There is nothing God will do without your faith in place. And your faith can't be in place without the word of God going forth. How many have received the word among us? Have you received the word among us tonight? I know him whom I believed. He has always confirmed his word that he puts in my mouth. Now, any force that will resist this agenda, we go for it. But the agenda is delivered. The agenda will be delivered. But it will pay a gruesome price for it. No matter who he or she may be. Now you are set for your miracle marriage. I don't say come forward, I say stand up. Amen. Glory to God. Now, listen. Believe the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. You are coming out of that Egypt of marital captivity. And you are coming out tonight. Some individuals are here standing for their sons and daughters. Now, as the Lord lives, it's settled. Yeah. As the Lord lives, it is settled. For I am the Lord, he said, that confirmeth the words of my servant and performeth the goodwill counsel of my messengers. No one will ask you how far again. If anybody asks you, tell him or her, it is settled. He said, what date are you talking? Tell him the date. Tell her the date. No devil can alter it. Remember, you can't have your lion share without a lion heart. Have you heard miracle married testimonies before? They will hear your own. Do you believe in the ones of her? They will hear your own. Did you celebrate God for those with those testimonies? They will celebrate God on your behalf. If you wrote those things on your paper, lift it up before the Lord. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I decree the confirmation of your dates right now. He has done it for other members of the family. Yours is next. Every child of God around the world, as long as you are born again, you are a member of God's own household, so it applies to you. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus, your dates are declared confirmed. You won't hustle for it. There'll be no human hand involved. The raw hand of God will settle you supernaturally. Whatever may be hindering your settlement that is from your end, I decree the opening of your eyes to it and humbling yourself to walk out of it. As for this body tonight, no one under the sun can alter it except you. In the name of Jesus, I decree that not one of you will be a blockage to your own miracle. It's settled. It's settled. It's settled. It is settled. It is settled. Your marital settlement is settled. The date you have desired is settled. Anyone that pursues you against it will flee 7 ways before you. In the name of Jesus. Now, we are going to celebrate your marriage Thanksgiving. Amen. It can't take all of you, whatever number can get out here. In all the locations, just dance your marriage Thanksgiving service dance. You can't find your way down here, dig it to Jesus where you are in a moment. Amen. This is your marriage Thanksgiving service. Come on now, let's sing. Thank you. Thank you for turning these papers to marriage certificate. Thank you for turning these papers to marriage certificate. Thank you for turning these papers to marriage certificate. Thank you, Jesus, for turning these papers to miracle, to marriage certificate.
now, Jesus, thank you for these marriages. Thank you for these marriages. We acknowledge you behind this happening. Receive our thanks. What you are holding in your hand is your marriage certificate. Now, dance back your marriage thanksgiving dance. Quickly, quickly. Amen. Carry your certificate and go. Carry your certificate, go. Carry your certificate, go. Carry your certificate, go. Carry your certificate, go. Come on now.
Hallelujah. Hey.
Whatever came down with you here tonight as any form of captivity, any form of bondage, any oppression of the devil is finally shattered. Your own escape is finally settled. Your escape is finally settled. When I say on Grand Shiloh, it doesn't mean Canaan land here. It means wherever he has gathered people to himself. Therefore, I curse the root of every oppression of the devil on your life. We are redeemed to be far from oppression. Isaiah 54 and verse 14. Redeemed to be far. You are not permitted to be part of nightmares. Fighting in the night and being forced to eat. In righteousness shall thou be established. Isaiah was speaking to our redemption. Thou shalt be far from oppression. For it shall not come far from oppression. It's not your portion. Therefore, every satanic harassment on your life comes to an end tonight. Every satanic oppression on your spouse, your husband or your wife, and your children comes to an end tonight. You will have an encounter with your God tonight. Somebody slept here on ground of Shiloh, an old woman, woke up in the morning and her blind eyes opened. You will encounter the God of Shiloh tonight. In the place of nightmares, it will be visions of heaven. Every shackle of spirit husband, spirit wife, that may have been tormenting your life over the years, is finally over. Every arrow of the enemy behind the discomforts of your life returns back to the sender. Tonight will be your sweetest night in many years. In the name of Jesus. You believe that? Lift up your two hands and give God thanks. Come on, celebrate Him. Magnify Him in the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated. Amen. Tonight, one of the nations of Africa is celebrating their independence. Amen. And we want to proclaim a blessing on that nation for divine presence to continue to make a difference in that land. For that nation to be delivered from every form of satanic oppression that may be working against the well-being of that nation. For God to send His peace to that nation. I will keep raining like an ocean. Today, we are celebrating the independence of Tanzania. Amen. If we have some of the representations, please come to the front and let's use your point of contact for your nation. Praise God. Amen. Africa shall be free. Africa shall be free. Every shackle around every nation of Africa shall be broken. Shall be broken. Come before the altar. Come before the altar, please. Amen. Very beautiful flag. Very beautiful flag. Amen. These are delegates from Tanzania. Now, please rise to your feet. Saints of God, set forth your hands in their direction towards this altar and proclaim the peace of God upon the nation of Tanzania. Proclaim prosperity upon that nation. Proclaim stability upon that nation. Proclaim advancement upon that nation. Proclaim any blessing you want to see in your nation, proclaim it upon this nation. Any blessing you desire to see in your own nation, proclaim it upon this nation. Jesus' precious name we are praying. How many of my sons and daughters from Tanzania love your nation? How many of you love your nation? How many of you love your nation? You shall prosper there. For those who love their nations, prosper in their nations. You shall prosper in your nation. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the nation of Tanzania is declared a blessed nation. Every independence ceremony from today shall be a celebration of advancement. The nation of Tanzania will never suffer a setback. You shall all be instruments of adding color to that nation. The church of Christ in that nation shall go stronger and stronger by the day. Every ministry in that nation shall begin to experience unusual revival. The light of God will not grow dim in that nation. Tanzanians worldwide, congratulations. I proclaim a blessing upon the leadership, a blessing upon the citizens. Every lost glory shall be fully recovered. In the name of Jesus. The peace of God shall not fail in that nation. Congratulations. 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 Come on now, let's sing his praise as they dance back to their seat. Please move. God bless you. Congratulations. Congratulations. You can come and sleep here after we close. Amen. Okay.
Obrigado, seguimos a mais. Thank you.
Lord, everyone, the biggest clap offering ever. Shout hallelujah. You are waking up into a brand new world tomorrow. Now, tomorrow night, there shall be a visitation of demarcation. The earth is beginning to burn like an oven. All the proud and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. Because the day that's coming, we burn human capacity off. And only those on God's side will have meaning. Tomorrow night shall be a night of demarcation. While the earth is failing, you'll be rising. And through your rise, the earth will recover. Every business, every vocation shall be blessed with the more than conqueror's grace. So come along tomorrow night with your point of contact. For your business, your career, God shall speak a difference to you. Why men say there's a casting down, you'll be saying there's a lifting up. That shall be your story. That shall be your story. The same way, every ministry around the world who are working in line with their callings are breaking forth. Things are falling down around them, but they're breaking up and breaking forth. That shall be your experience in your career. Many shall be turned to major employers of labor. Many will experience leaps and bounds in their various careers. Many local endeavors will be overturned to global phenomena. Because the blessing of the Lord make it rich and it has no sorrow with it. Lift up your two hands and give God thanks for the encounter granted you tonight. Give God thanks for the word of light that's come to you. Give God thanks. There is none like him. Celebrate and magnify him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
I know you would like to thank God some more. Will you do that right now before we share the goodness? Thank him some more. I know from the depth of your heart you want to thank him some more for the many, many wonderful things, full things he's done tonight. Wave your hand to show your appreciation. Oh, give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Celebrate him. Thank you and thank you and thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Will you extend your goodwill to your more than a conqueror neighbor tonight and bless him or her loudly with the goodness of the Lord? Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house forever. Amen. Shiloh 2021. more than a conqueror. Assure your neighbors, I will soon hear your testimonies. I will soon hear your testimonies. Remember, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., the Shiloh prayer hour commences.